This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Doing an impersonation of another guitar player over the guitar that's already playing.
So it's an air wah pedal guitar.
Yes. You know, if I'm good at one thing in life, I am a great air guitarist.
You are also a good air regular guitarist. I saw you
I'm
play
a,
this weekend.
I'm a better air guitarist than I am a regular. Because, you know, there's some stuff that I can't play, right? A lot of complex solos and stuff like that. But I can act like I'm playing them way better.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. We're going into the third hour here on the Monday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm glad you guys are here with me. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can get us in our Discord chat room at discord.lrn.fm. I began talking last hour. I mentioned this time when the United States government banned sliced bread. And the more you read about this kind of thing, the more you get to see the patterns of government, right? And you can see that the same patterns repeat themselves, right?
Sure.
So
because these bureaucrats and politicians will continue to abuse people. The pattern is abuse.
Is it
what is. Talking about, and they will continue to abuse as long as they can get away with it. They'll push, and as long as people don't push back or refuse to obey.
But as we'll shortly see, it's also the government creates the problem and then masquerades as the solution
sure.
to the problem it created. So if you're not familiar with bread, sliced bread, that is, being banned in the United States, in 1928, a Missouri jeweler named Otto Rowetter invented the automatic bread slicing machine, became the darling of American kitchens. Bakeries began advertising the pre-cut loaves as the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped.
Huh.
So before sliced bread, the greatest thing was wrapping the bread
itself. Okay, good plan.
Prompting Americans to coin that immortal phrase, the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Okay.
But America's love of sliced bread wouldn't stop the government from later banning it. I guess about 15 years later, starting January 18th, 1943, in the midst of World War II, sliced bread was barred from American bakeries and homes. New baking regulations set by the Office of
wow.
Price of
Wow.
Yeah, let me read that again. New baking regulations set yeah. by the Office of Price Administration had boosted flour prices.
We must win the war on baked goods.
And the government wanted to prevent these costs from getting passed down to the consumer. So the government created the problem by creating this Office of Price Administration, which boosted the flour price. Mm-hmm. And then they went, oh, well, we don't want this to get passed down to the consumer. So they banned bread.
Wow.
By banning the use.
Turns out I've got something in common with bread I didn't know about. The government can't stop me from getting baked either.
Very nice. Well said. By banning the use of expensive bread slicing machines, the government was hoping bakeries could keep their prices low. Officials were also... Right?
So that's going to keep the prices down. If they prevent a business from investing in capital.
Yeah, investing in a machine that makes everybody's job way easier, right?
This just
if these people were so catastrophically stupid that they actually believed that this law was going to have the intended effect, that would have been enough reason to remove them from the gene pool.
Agreed.
And if they're so, you know, diabolically evil that they knew the effect it was actually going to have and had it and did it anyway, they should still be removed from the gene pool. These people should not be reproducing.
Well, we can't do anything really to stop that, but just imagine the constituents they had to convince that this was a good idea. And they're, oh, yeah, that sounds like it'll work. Yes, go ahead, government, please. Ban the bread slicing machines. They were also worried about the country's supply of wax paper. And sliced bread required twice as much paraffin wrapping as an unsliced loaf. It prevents the slices from drying prematurely, obviously. The decision was extremely unpopular. Go figure.
All right.
On January 26th, Sue Forrester of Fairfield, Connecticut, wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Times complaining on behalf of the country's housewives. Quote, I should like to let you know how important sliced bread is to the morale and saneness of a household, Forrester wrote, saying she was forced to hand cut more than 30 slices of bread every day for her family. It was a waste of American time and energy, she argued. It was also a waste of money. A good bread knife was difficult to find, let alone afford, during the war. And, of course, that is a fact, right? The war affected the prices of a whole bunch of stuff because the government said, oh, you guys stop doing this and do this instead. Right. Because you got everybody's got to get together and, you know, make weapons for the war.
They're doing the same crap now with COVID. They're calling it a war.
Exactly. And the parallels here, like, you know, if you, our listener, haven't caught on, there's a lot of parallels here between what happened back in this time and during World War II versus what's happening now.
Well, except they're saying back then it was incredibly unpopular. Now, yeah, it's incredibly popular to wear masks.
It sure is.
With large percentages, majorities, super, if not super majorities, of Americans supporting a lot of these crackdowns.
Do they really, though?
If you believe the polls.
Yeah, see, I don't believe the polls. According to the polls, Hillary Clinton is president.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, and just because a poll shows something doesn't mean it's true around you.
What do the Polish people have to do with anything?
If they ask 1,000 people a question and 900 out of 1,000 of those people are located in cities, then the poll is going to have a certain flavor. If they ask 1,000 people a question and 900 out of 1,000 are located in a country, then the answers are going to be different. So it just depends.
And if they ask the people the question and they lie about what they said, then we don't know what happened.
Right.
The banning of the bread slicing machines rule was so disliked that nobody in the government apparently wanted to confess to having the idea. The ban was ordered by the Food Administrator Claude R. Wickard, but the Office of Price Administration blamed the idea on the Agricultural Department, which blamed the baking industry. So, of course, whenever something like this happens and it's highly unpopular, everyone, it wasn't me, it was my fault, I was just doing my job. They ordered me to, they told me to blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Nobody like won. That like that bar owner is oh so glad that he could put the responsibility for his decisions on the government for masks.
Bingo! He's won a prize. Mm-hmm. Tell him what he's won, Bob.
By the way, according to a recent Gallup survey, since you were curious, nobody, this was published in Forbes on the 6th, that's today, a record number of Americans now say they are wearing face masks, and for the first time, a majority of U.S. citizens say they're concerned about a perceived lack of social distancing. According to a latest Gallup poll, 86% of U.S. adults said they have worn a mask in public in the past 7 days, so nearly 9 out of 10.
I'm going to make a mask that covers my entire face that is nothing but the middle finger.
Just use a Guy Fawkes mask. That's what I'm actually planning on throwing one of those.
But I actually just want the mouth to be uncovered. Everything, the mouth
well,
the
there is a hole
uncovered
in the mouth of the Guy Fawkes mask, okay. But it's also amusing as piss.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
It is a record high and dramatically higher than the 51% of respondents who said they were wearing a mask back in early April. So it's gone from 51% in early April now to 86% saying they wore a mask somewhere in public in the last 7 days.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that is sort of like the mask-wearing phenomenon, you know, like, you know, I don't know, when the Third Reich adopted the armbands or something, you know, I can't think of anything historically that's as pervasive as the mask-wearing phenomena, right, that like I can compare it to. I've never seen anything like this before in my lifetime, or I can't recall anything that I've learned from history that resembles this in any way, shape, or form.
Fifth. Yeah. I'm not seeing majorities where I've been wearing masks, but...
Somebody was in Walmart today. One of our friends said they saw 100% of people.
In the Home Depot, it was a good 80% this afternoon.
Wow.
855, 450 free. Do you enjoy sliced bread? More coming up.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
If you want to tell us, you can call us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we are here to tell you that unfortunately Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas have been canceled. There were a couple of events that tried to go on despite the...
They tried, man.
They tried really hard. They really did.
They thought they had another venue, too, that they could use, and then...
Nope. The whole story is just filled with sadness, and it's because of the government's meddling with, well, things they have no business meddling in. So sadly, these two events will not take place. If you had purchased a ticket, you can find out what to do about that at anarchovegas.com or cryptovegasconference.com.
As I understand it, they will, if you want to forward it to 2021, you can do that.
I'm told that they will just accept.
You can also get a refund.
Your ticket, you can get a refund, and yeah. I think there's a third option. I don't know what it is, but again, anarchovegas.com,
cryptovegasconference.com. I think the third option is to just go anyway and hang out in Vegas with those folks, because they're still going to throw like a private party somewhere. And word is they might be doing a mask protest, some sort of a civil disobedience march in, like, on the Strip or something like that.
Killer.
So that could be cool if they do that. I hope they do.
Yeah, I hope they do, too. I'd like to see and hear.
Those guys were at the Forkfest, too, which was cool. It was great to finally have them come out here and check the scene.
Did I miss them?
I think you missed them by, like, a day or two. Okay. They stayed for maybe three of the days of the second week.
Okay.
And they were there for several days previous.
That's what I get for my poor prior planning.
That's okay. You made it. You had a good time.
I did. I had a great time. So we were talking about this historical bit written from mentalfloss.com about the time when the U.S. government banned sliced bread. And we can talk more about that if you like. But first, let's go to Jason from somewhere, Arizona, Nevada, or California. We're not sure. And he's listening on KTOX. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason.
What's on your mind?
I just got back from Colorado and stuff, and there's a lot of like-minded individuals out there that are tired of the mask thing. I'm not quite certain the subservience of wearing one. I do not. I bring my COVID dog and my gun, so that way it fights it all off. But, you know.
A COVID dog? mean,
well, why not? I mean, you got to have an excuse for everything nowadays.
I guess.
But, I mean, so, but going through Colorado, New Mexico, all of that good stuff, the people are great. Granted, the Navajo Nation is shut down. But
what does that mean when you say the Navajo Nation is shut down?
Yeah, I'm curious.
What do you mean?
In New Mexico, it's the Indian reservation. Like, they can't sell anything. They can't make any money. They can't.
Oh, so
do
you
anything.
Can't go to like an Indian casino. You can't go buy some cigarettes from the.
You couldn't buy beads. You couldn't buy bracelets. You couldn't even talk to nobody.
Now, shut down the res?
Now wait a minute. Is that a decision made by the Indian government or the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs? Who made that choice?
I'm not quite certain. All I know is, for the most part, it's a ghost town through New Mexico.
Wow.
Jeez.
But you get into Colorado, and everybody's like, okay, we don't require masks, but some do. Some establishments do. And I'm not wearing a mask. If I get sick, I'll get sick. I'm not too fretful over it.
That's how I
feel about
it.
It's just that simple. And today I went to my local grocery store. I didn't even think twice. I forgot a mask, but I carried my COVID dog and my gun. And all I hear is the bantering of, oh, my gosh, that guy's not wearing a mask. We're all going to die.
Wow.
Are you serious? Did you watch too many 1980 movies? What the heck happened?
Yeah, I don't get it. I feel like the American public wants The Walking Dead. Right, they've seen too many episodes of that thing, and that's what they want. They want everybody not wearing a mask to be a zombie, right? And they're the
not-zombies.
That'd
be great. But that's great. But then that's Congress, the Senate, and the House.
I think the thing that most of the American public is overlooking is Mother Nature gave us this awesome thing called an immune system. And if the government...
Of course.
if any level of government was so concerned about this particular virus, then they should be publishing all sorts of information about how to strengthen our immune system and what are the steps needed to obtain herd immunity in a non-vaccine situation. But we don't hear any of that. All we hear is the shaming of people like you.
Singular individuals.
Right.
Well, singular individuals in the government that are paid for by the government. You know, the Fauci guy and all that good stuff. And it's like, how come we don't hear it? I'm in a lucky place. My wife's a nurse. I've got nurses in California. I've got people all over the planet, actually. Mm-hmm. And they're all telling me, why are we sitting at home? This is garbage.
Yeah. 45 million people just in the United States out of work.
Is it still that bad?
Because my wife is a nurse, she has this one particular place that she goes to speak with other nurses, and apparently they're passing out the swabs, and what they're doing is this one particular, well, few particulars, mm-hmm. are putting in brand new swabs, and they're still coming out COVID positive. Brand new swabs that have never been touched by a human being.
Yeah, I've heard of this. Like, folks have been intentionally putting things that they know should fail into the tests that they send to these labs, and they're all coming back positive.
Exactly. And that's my difficulty. I mean, and then I walk around and everybody's got a mask on. Dude, Lee, you're smoking in the car with your mask on. Are you? Your mustache is going to burn off.
Good call, man.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call.
Time,
appreciate
guys.
It. Have a good night.
A real danger. My mustache took one for the team at Porkfest trying to smoke a bowl.
I did that once to my goatee. I was, you know, attempting to light a device, and I just singed the beard, and I was like, well, I guess I better trim it.
First time I tripped, I actually set my hair on fire.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I was like 16 years old, so I was not only tripping, but also, you know, an idiot. And I took off my shirt, and I set it on fire, and I'm swinging around, hit myself in the side of the head with it, and my buddies beat the hell out of the side of my head until it went out.
I took a look to try and answer your question, and I couldn't find any recent unemployment, but
me neither.
I would assume they weren't reporting over the holiday because, well, you know, the government likes to take their holidays too. So, returning to the banning of the sliced bread article, the off again, on again ban on sliced bread has all the earmarks of a bureaucratic thriller, Illinois' Belvedere Daily Republican reported. The mystery over who done it in the first place is surprised only by the confusion in high places and the pointing of fingers at the next guy or anyone within pointing distance. So
I think that word was surpassed.
Surpassed. Yeah. You are right. Sorry. That is my bad. Anyway, 855-450 free, like freedom. What do you think about any of this? The bread slice or sliced bread being banned, the masks, or any topic you'd like to talk about, give us a call. More coming up.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals rapidly approach capacity across the Sun Belt, and the Miami area closed restaurants and gyms again because of the surging coronavirus as the United States emerged from a 4th of July weekend of picnics, pool parties, and beach outings that health officials fear could fuel the rapidly worsening outbreak. The seesaw effect, restrictions lifted, then reimposed, has been seen all around the country in recent weeks and is expected again after the holiday weekend. Heather Woolwine, a spokeswoman for the Medical University of South Carolina, said, "We were concerned before the weekend and remain even more concerned post-holiday, as many continued to disregard protective guidance. Confirmed cases are on the rise in 41 of 50 states plus the District of Columbia, and the percentage of tests coming back positive for the virus has increased in 39 of those states. The number of confirmed infections nationwide stood at 2.9 million. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court said states can require presidential electors to cast their votes for their party's candidate that won the state's popular vote, upholding state laws that punish so-called faithless electors who break their pledge and vote for a candidate other than the one who won the state's popular vote. The High Court was unanimous in its ruling that laws at issue in a pair of disputes from Washington and Colorado are constitutional. The decision from the Supreme Court comes just months ahead of the November general election, when voters will head to the polls to elect the president and vice president. As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. 855-450-FREE is our telephone number. That's 855-450-3733 for those of you who have difficulty spelling using the digits when dialing a telephone. We also have our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, and we'll get to your calls and your thoughts in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you that this COVID-19 thing has indeed turned the world upside down, regardless of what you believe about it. It has definitely changed our lives. But what has not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience are not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are as fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. You can email our sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. That's Matthew at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go ahead and go straight to your calls and your thoughts. This should be rather entertaining. We have Wilson Woody calling us to give us an update. What's going on?
Hi. So just a quick recap for you guys.
Please.
I'm in a dispute with the town over a permit for building my workshop, mm-hmm. and a little bit of a neighborly feud. And this all happened during the middle of Corona season, so I couldn't go to court, can't deal with it. So in an act of protest, I erected a 7-foot-tall wooden phallic structure.
That's quite an erection.
Yep.
Did you have to get an erector set?
No, I just grabbed it with a chainsaw.
Nice.
How much Viagra will that thing go through in a day? I mean,
probably all of it.
Would I?
So, I called you guys, a couple weeks ago about it, and the day after, or the next day after I spoke with you guys, the news showed up, and they did a story, and they since did a follow-up and a couple more news stories, and but after the first news story, the town, they weren't too happy about it.
Oh.
They sent me 7 appearance tickets.
What does that mean?
The following Monday.
Appearance tickets.
They're like property code violations, I guess, for pretty much everything you could imagine.
So they decided they were going to give your property a real close look over, and they found a bunch of violations that they hadn't found before.
They decided to harass you, basically, is what they're saying, because they didn't like the publicity that you were giving them.
You might want to ask your attorney about misuse of process.
Yes.
That's what they...
Misuse of process.
Yes, that's what they charged the Southern sheriffs with during the 60s when they started charging civil rights protesters with spitting on the sidewalk, a law which had not been enforced in many decades, if not a century. But they said, well, it was still on the books, so they started charging people with it, and they ended up being hit with abusive process.
Well, but this is charges. The process that it's intended to be used for, is to harass property owners over a bunch of petty crap. So
but they can't admit that is the problem. Yeah. So if you use a law to penalize someone's political speech, technically, that's
well, they're not doing that. They're not penalizing his political speech. They're going to say
he said penalized.
they're just going to say his grass was growing too high. Give us some examples of what these 7 different citations were.
We got one for the revoked building permit. We got a noise ordinance. Having things in the town property right of the town right of way within 15 feet of the road. Sign violation for a sign for my. Memorial sign for my dog that got hit by a car.
Oh, great. That's really classy. So they're coming after you because you have a memorial site for your dog.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What's the fine on that one? What's the fine on the dog memorial?
I have no idea. Court's not till September. So
do they cite like town ordinance numbers like section 1, 2, 3 of part B?
Yep.
So you can probably go and pull up that town ordinance. Most towns these days have some website.
Yeah, it's all in the e-code.
Yeah,
site.
So you can go there and likely pull up whatever these violations are and at least get some idea of what they're going to be coming at you for. In a lot of cases, town ordinance violations are fines and not jail time. However, in some cases, if you don't pay the fines, they may go ahead and throw you in jail. I don't know how it works there in New York State.
Well, I'm facing a 1-year misdemeanor just for the statue alone.
Right.
And I know that...
That was some kind of lewd charge, right?
Yeah, display of sexual material.
Wow. Got wood?
Have you been through this before? Have you ever faced a criminal or charge before?
Yeah, I've been young before, yeah.
Okay.
I've gotten this in trouble.
I was going to give you a couple of just tips.
Well, give some tips anyway, because listening.
The first thing I'm gonna tell you is they talk about a 1-year misdemeanor, but nobody ever does the max on first offense. So that's the first thing I try and tell people.
Well, it sounds like it wasn't his first offense. You said you were arrested when you were younger?
I mean, I've had a couple DWIs over the years and got caught with pot here and there. Mm-hmm. But so nothing major.
Nothing with an actual victim.
No, nothing like that.
I think they're going to have a real tough time on this because it seems like a clear free speech violation. You should have the freedom to create artwork. And,
yeah, and then coming after me for the news, it seems like retaliation for...
That's totally retaliation.
For that First Amendment protected conduct. So I don't know. I'm meeting with a lawyer this week, so
yeah,
find out.
Good.
It certainly is. And so just so our listeners are clear, you've erected this giant wooden phallus.
But then he sadly took it down as the police came and intimidated you. You thought you had to take it down, but the reality was they just persuaded you with their ways.
Now, could you wait 45 minutes and erect it again?
did it last for longer than 4 hours?
About 9 days.
All right.
You should see a doctor, bro.
I know the answer to this, but I wanted you to say it. Is there a place where somebody can go and learn, I don't know, on the internet or something about your escapades?
Yeah, absolutely. I've described and written up a whole story on WiltonWoody.com.
It's a great looking site, by the way.
Like a blog.
You're looking at a timeline right now, Captain, as you're scrolling down.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
With photographs.
Well,
I've been spoiling the town along the way, so I've got like all their emails and communications between the neighbor, and it's all on the site. So.
Well, I hope that soon you will be back on the road, free of the legal system, and supporting your Woody.
And yeah, I hope your phallus rises again.
Yeah, I put it back up in the backyard for a little 4th of July celebration.
Oh, cool. Oh, very well.
A little promotional piece to try to get some more donations for the legal fund. So
awesome.
Good luck. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know as things develop. Thanks for the call. That is a fantastic website. That guy is pretty
ballsy.
Awesome. That guy is pretty awesome. Yeah. I wish there were more like him in the world.
Yeah.
Who just, don't sit back and take it and instead... stand up for themselves and for, things like art. I mean, that is a piece of art.
It really is.
Wouldn't pop-up be a little better than stand-up in this case? Popped up for himself?
I don't know. Our humor seems to be wilting a little. As you drop your
wilting
ball.
Wilting or Wilton?
As you drop your ball that you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
855 450 free like freedom. Do you like potty humor? I do. Do you like lowbrow puns about things like phallus? I do. You can give us a call. We have more Free Talk Live coming up. You can give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Going into the final segment here of our Monday night edition with you in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we might have time to get you on the air if you call now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And before we do any of that, I wanted to take just a minute and thank our amplifier, Gunnaman 2002. A Gunnaman is a silver-level amplifier. And if you don't know what an amplifier is, you can go visit amp.freetalklive.com. And find out all about the AMP program. What it is it's a program where you can spend $5 a month to support this radio program and our efforts to get on more radio stations than we're currently on. The money goes specifically for that purpose, to get us on more radio stations, and we do. We want to be on more radio stations. We are unique. We are the only syndicated talk show that I'm aware of that has this format and basically just talks about freedom all the time. And we're 7 days a week doing it, and we could be on more radio stations, but we need your help. So if you enjoy the content, if you enjoy the personalities that we bring you here on Free Talk Live, please visit us at amp.freetalklive.com and consider becoming an amplifier to amplify the voice of freedom.
We appreciate it.
We certainly do. So let's just go ahead and go right to your calls and your thoughts. We have Andy calling from Denver. What's on your mind tonight, Andy? You're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Andrew, but nothing much. Yeah, no worries. Andy's my dad's name, but I was actually just calling. I heard Ian and I believe yourself, Captain, some other people the other night speaking about applying the non-aggression principle to animals. And kind of wanted to speak to that a little bit. I'm a vegetarian and also a libertarian.
And, just to clarify, I was saying that I don't believe that animals have rights like humans do because they can't reciprocate them. I just wanted to clarify what my position was on that. That's not to say I think they should be abused, but I don't think they have rights.
Okay, yeah. And I remember that. Now, I tend to agree with you. I chose to be a vegetarian out of purely logical reasons. I just decided that it was better not to kill things. And my argument would be that I think that we should apply the non-aggression principle to animals if we can, but I think you're right that they don't have rights, because the thing is that if you really go as far as saying they have rights, then you have to be able to use force and the threat of force to stop people from killing animals, or like you guys were talking about, testing on animals and stuff like that. And I wouldn't find that to be ethical. I would think that
my stance is as a carnivore, right? I love eating meats. Steaks are great. Burgers are great. Chicken, fish, those are all tasty dishes to me. My stance on it is that I would prefer that the folks that I buy these things from to satisfy my hunger, whatever, I would prefer that they take a page out of the Native American Indians book, where they use every part of the beast, right? So if a beast is going to be sacrificed so that man can live, that they at least show the beast a little bit of respect in the afterlife, if you believe in such a thing, where they use every part of the beast for something useful. Make a tool, make it into something else, turn the skin into, a coat for the winter, that kind of a thing. Because to me, that makes the most sense. Because we do live, on a planet that we share with other organic life forms. Now, when it comes to eating vegetables versus eating meat, human beings are animals. Other animals on the planet are, carnivorous, omnivorous, or herbivores. And so I don't find human beings to be any different or need to follow any different, rules when it comes to that because, we are animals.
Right. And I mean, I agree with you to an extent, but there's a difference. I do believe that we're conscious, and I also believe, like you said, we are omnivores, and we can get our full nutritional value from nuts and seeds and plants and vegetables. And I've heard Ian in the past say that he didn't think you could. I heard him say that aren't most vegetarians like skinny and pale? I'm personally a bodybuilder, and I'm about 5'8" and weigh about 200 pounds, and I work out pretty frequently. My buddy's also a bodybuilder, and not like a professional level, but we exercise and are very active. And also wanted to say something to Ian. Had said something about soy having a lot of estrogen in it. And I've heard him say this a couple of times.
No, I don't think I said soy. I think what we were talking about was the Impossible Burger, this particular brand or whatever, that somebody had called in about that, and that they had a lot of estrogen in them compared to, any other burger or something like that, like a shocking amount.
And where that comes from is soy, that it's made from soy. And that's common misconception. That people believe that it does have estrogen in it, but it actually works as an estrogen blocker because it tricks your body into thinking that it's produced enough estrogen. So it actually allows you to produce more testosterone. So it's a common misconception. People think that if they eat Beyond Beef or soy products that they're going to, get boobs or whatever, and it's just...
Well, I don't know what that means. It's just, just saying that's a fact about that product, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I'm not drawing any conclusions about it.
It does have estrogen in it, that's for sure, but it can help with bodybuilding. But I guess my main argument would be that I think that ethically we should try to follow the non-aggression principle with animals, but I wouldn't follow it as far as to say that they do have rights, because like you said, if somebody does choose to live off the land, if I ever actually needed meat, like if I really needed it, I would have no issue eating it. I just think that if you don't need it, what's the point in eating it aside from just the pure taste factor, which that's a pretty minuscule thing to kill an animal over, in my opinion. But that was my two cents. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there.
It's a strong argument to say that that humans should rise above their station in life, and you know, rise above the instinct of tearing flesh from the bones of another creature, and that we can rise above that if we want to. It's a persuasive argument, but meat is really tasty.
He did say something that, and I'm trying to think, do I know any fat vegetarians? You know, do I know any, or vegan, you know what I mean? Do I know anybody that's a big boy, you know, or a big girl or whatever, right? You know, that's overweight,
there's probably some vegetarian out there that just pounds down the colas. You know what I mean? Just like pounds them down.
Right.
The other thing is the vegan. I mean, if you're going to be a vegan or a vegetarian, that takes a certain amount of discipline that may be less common among the obese.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I just can't think of. I mean, I've met plenty of vegans and vegetarians in the course of my time. I'm just trying to think. I'm like, have I ever met one that was, you know, severely overweight? You know, that looks like a meat eater would be when they're overweight. So it's just something that I'm not sure.
Good question.
Yeah, I'll have to keep my eye out for that.
I can tell you, when I was visiting Tokyo last year, there were not very many overweight people at all. Let alone obese people. I didn't see anyone who I would consider obese, and even seeing like just normal fat people was not a thing there.
Huh, interesting.
Wasn't a thing.
And
I counted them on one hand, and I was there for 5 days, 6 days.
And rice is still a major part of their diet.
I suspect seafood as well, maybe. Yeah.
And I know they drink.
They definitely drink there.
So
I was walking around at nighttime, and there was some drunk Japanese people.
So do you think it's an evolutionary difference? Or do you think it's a cultural difference?
I'm not well enough versed or educated at all. I'm just some bumpkin from the United
some
States.
Some guy who knows.
I've got a theory about that, because the Japanese have I'm not going to have time to give this theory.
But you might be able to talk about it on Nobody Tells the Truth Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, thanks for getting that out, bro.
At dlive.lrn.fm.
Indeed. And where can they learn about your campaign?
ElectNobody.com, because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
If you want some funny music, you can visit lcaptainkickass.com, and of course, freetalklive.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.